We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There is so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we have carved out a space just for you. The creative entrepreneurs making and selling physical goods. We're firm believers that everyone has a story to share, and there is so much we can learn from each other's business journey. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey friends, I'm Katie Hunt and welcome back to Proof to Product. I'm recording this special edition episode on Friday, March 27th, 2020. My family and I have been in isolation here in Los Angeles for 14 days due to COVID-19, and it looks like we're going to be here for a few more months. Frankly, my head has been spinning with all the things that I want to tell you. I want to encourage you. I want to help provide you with specific direction for your business. I want to remind you to keep pushing forward in whatever means possible. I want to remind you to push pause if that is what you truly need. But here's the thing. I've grappled with what to say because I don't have the answers. None of us do. None of us have experienced anything like what we're going through right now with COVID-19 in our lifetime. And that means there's no playbook for how to run our businesses. Yes, we can make some assumptions. We can look at what people did during previous recessions, but this is like a whole new ballgame. And one thing that's worth mentioning here is that we're all dealing with personal circumstances that are different, right? I have my husband and our four children home, and we're loosely homeschooling, and I feel like our house is not large enough for the number of bodies that we have here. But some of my clients are taking care of elderly parents, or they're immune compromised in their own body, and so they're navigating what that means. Several of my friends run brick and mortar shops that they've had to close because of the shelter in place orders. A lot of people are being laid off of their corporate day jobs. My point is just that none of us could have predicted this, and we've never experienced this. So we really don't know what anyone else is going through right now. And therefore, no one, including me, should be broadly telling all of you what you need to be doing right now in your business. I also want to use this time to remind you that what works for one company may not work for another, and this feels like the perfect time to remind everyone of that. And so while I have lots of ideas and lots of solutions to dispense to all of you, they are not one size fits all. Instead, I'm working closely with my mastermind clients and my other coaching clients and really trying to take a one-on-one approach to what is best for them based on their specific circumstances. And so today on the podcast, I want to share what I'm doing in my own business, in case it's relatable and helpful for you, because unfortunately I can't be out there, you know, helping each of you one by one. So if I share what's going on in my own business, and I'm going to bring some of my coaching clients on to talk about what they're doing in their business later on so that you can get a wider viewpoint of what people are doing, how they're taking action, and then you can pull the bits and pieces that are relatable to you and are things that you could take action on. So I am going to title today's podcast episode Getting Back to Basics, because as I record this, I really do feel like I'm reverting back to the early days of building my businesses. At that time, I was working weird hours of the day. I had small children underfoot. I was working like weird nighttime and nap schedules, and I was just doing what I could to get things done. Many of my friends who have office spaces now are back to working at their kitchen tables again. My clients who have warehouses and are shipping products on a larger scale typically day-to-day are back shipping from their homes instead of their studios. All of us are adapting, we're working within our new normal, and we're doing the best we can, which is the phrase I keep coming back to when I start to beat myself up about not being as productive or not being as thorough as I'd like to be. I'm doing my best right now, and so are you. Okay, so here's some of the things that I've been working on this week. The first thing I did was set up priorities within my business. I asked myself, what are the main projects, the main programs, and who are the main people that need my attention right now? And it boiled down to five main things: my Proof to Product team members, my mastermind clients, our podcast here, because it gives me a wider conversation piece to talk to more of you and support more of you. My Papercamp eCourse students, and by extension, our entire alumni community. When this whole COVID outbreak started, we were about halfway through our four-week program. So I wanted to make sure that they were getting the support that they needed as we concluded that program. And of course, my alumni community, I've been working with them for years, so I want to make sure that they have the support they need. And then the fifth thing is my Proof to Product Labs group coaching program. This is a program that is coming soon. We have been working behind the scenes for months building this thing, And I've really grappled with the idea of whether or not we should postpone launch. And I'll share a little bit more about this as we get into this episode, but we've decided not to. We're going to continue with our initial plan, although I am making some changes to make it more accessible to more people. Now, everything else besides these five priorities were put on the back burner. So potential collaborations, writing opportunities, special projects, even coffee chats I had scheduled with people. Anything that did not align with these five priorities were either postponed or canceled altogether. And to keep me accountable to this, I put on an out-of-office message a few weeks ago that said, my family and I are in isolation right now. We're sheltering at home. I will be slower to respond to emails. I also specified that my current coaching clients, my team, and my paper camp students would be the priority, and I'd be getting back to them more quickly, and everything else would have to wait. Now, I'm also taking a stronger approach to what I'm saying yes to and what I'm saying no to, and these five priorities are helping me do that. If something is not a hell yes right now, if it doesn't lean into one of these five priorities, then it has to be a hell no for right now. And as somebody that really is a people pleaser and likes to participate in collaborations and things like this, this has been difficult for me. However, it's been necessary. It's been necessary for me to maintain my own personal sanity. It's been necessary for me to make sure that I'm focused on the right things and helping the right groups of people within my world that need my attention. So again, having these priorities has helped me make better decisions in the business, and it's given me a like laser focus on what I should be spending my time on. The second thing I did was look at my business finances. And you guys know, you listen to this podcast, I look at my numbers every month. And when my bookkeeper sends over that profit and loss statement, one of my favorite things is to get a cup of tea and just pour through it. So I have a good handle on where I stand financially. But this time around, I did two specific things. First, I calculated what type of runway I have. And what I mean by that is, if no other money came into the business for the next few months, how long would I be able to keep the doors open with what we have in cash reserves? And so I looked at the cash that's within the business, what we have on hand. I looked at what our average monthly expenses are. And then I calculated how many months our cash reserves would keep things going. And I can tell you from firsthand experience of doing my own numbers, as well as having worked with dozens of clients to run these numbers for them over the last 2 weeks, that knowing these numbers will reduce your stress, even if you don't like the answer to the equation. Even if it's a shorter runway than you would like, there is comfort and empowerment in knowing where you stand financially. And when you run these numbers, you can then start to make a plan for what to do next. The second thing I did with my finances was look at where we might have redundancies or unnecessary expenses. So for example, we use a social media scheduling tool for Instagram, but I realized we also have a subscription to another technology piece, which has the capability to post on Instagram. So essentially we're paying double for the same type of feature, and we're not using it in one of the things we're paying for. For our podcast, we also run transcripts through rev.com, which costs us $1.25 per minute of audio that we're transcribing. And I realized that we have a few other tech pieces that we're already paying for that we can do transcripts through. So again, going back to the basics here of what are we paying for? What services do we truly need? And how can we reduce redundancies if we're double paying for things or if we don't truly need to have those things? Plus, like I said, if I don't need these tools or we can use fewer tools to do the same job, why wouldn't we want to simplify those things? Okay, so I set priorities. I looked at my finances to trim expenses and also look at what our runway is. The third thing I've been doing is stripping things down to basics in terms of how we're executing our processes and systems internally within my business. So when you're faced with less time on your hands, like all of us are, and our to-do list seems to continually grow like they are seeming to do right now, we have to be more particular about how we're spending those moments, right? And so this entire week, I've been asking myself, is this task necessary? And there were some one-off things this week, you know, that were absolutely necessary, like introducing my mastermind client to my CPA, or like I said, running through financial projections and runway situations with my mastermind clients. Those were things I wanted to take care of right away because, again, those coaching clients are my priority, and two, they're urgent and important things to be taken care of right now. But there were other things that kept popping up, like, should we do a transcript of our latest podcast episode, which was over an hour long and had five speakers? And the reason we do these transcripts is to make quote cards for the different people that participated. And when I think about it, do we really need a handful of quote cards to share on social media? Is that going to make an impact in my business, or is that going to positively impact all of you guys? Not really, right? The money and time weren't worth it for a few graphics that we didn't really need. So instead, I asked my team to make one single graphic that we could all share, and we'll ask the other ladies to share that too. I think sometimes as our businesses grow, things get a little bit bloated and we get into a groove and we create systems and processes for ourselves that aren't actually efficient. And so using this time to get back to what is most efficient and what is most necessary, that is what I'm focused on. I also revisited our marketing plan for Proofed Product Labs, which will launch at the end of April, and I removed some things in the program that felt unnecessary. I listened hard to what all of you guys are needing right now and what kind of support you need, and so I've added some additional higher touch points with me and our community leaders, and I've made adjustments to what the program will include, but I also lowered the price for our initial launch so that Proofed Product Labs can be more accessible to a larger group of product makers right now, because I believe this program is really going to help transition your business and help you grow in different ways that you didn't see was possible. And so I want to make that open and easy for all of you guys to gain access to. So again, we're getting back to basics in terms of we're simplifying everything we possibly can internally. If something doesn't benefit the overall health of the business and drive revenue, then we don't need to be doing it. And I'm being ruthless about this, guys, and I would recommend that you do the same. And the fourth thing I've been heavily focused on this week is connecting with my people, my clients, my colleagues, my community members, our Proofed Product partners. I've been on phone calls. I've been jumping on Zoom calls. You know, everyone is going through a tough time right now. And now more than ever, we need to be checking in on one another. We need to express empathy and compassion. We need to take time to listen to each other's circumstances. That will build strong relationships, which will then serve us in the long run within our business. And two, on a human-to-human level, it reminds us that we're not alone. All right, friends, that is what I have been up to the last 2 weeks. I've refined my priorities. I've refreshed my numbers. I've trimmed expenses that we no longer need. I've also taken a hard look at our internal processes and systems so that the few hours I am able to work every day, I am able to be more productive and produce better results. And I'm focused on connecting with the people in my business and my life who matter most. I am using this time to truly get back to basics. And I want to encourage you to do the same. Remember why you do the work you do. Brainstorm ways that you can simplify your business while producing the same or better results. Reconsider your business model. How are you making money? How could you leverage new revenue streams, even in the short term, for like a temporary basis? And I want you to remember that we will get through this. So keep putting one foot in front of the other. Thanks so much for joining me today. As a reminder, our Proof to Product Labs group coaching program will be opening for enrollment later this month, and I'm really excited to work with all of you. In May, we are going to be tackling taking the temperature of our business. So what does this mean? I'm going to be helping you identify what's working well, where you can make improvements. We're going to reset our priorities and our goals for the next 12 months. You can join the waitlist for Proof to Product Labs at proofedproduct.com/labs. And I want to mention here that all founding members will gain access to our lowest price that we will ever offer for this program. I want to make this as accessible as possible for our community members because you guys need help right now. This is where we need to be investing in ourselves and our business and really strengthening those building blocks within our business. So again, get all the details at proofedproduct.com/labs. Thanks again for listening. I'll be back with a new episode next week. Thanks so much for spending time with us today. Head on over to proofedproduct.com to join the conversation, access our show notes, and discover free resources to help you build your product-based business. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Thanks again.